Okay, so Sheni of Mitzora features the Tara Samitzora and the Kapara Samitzora, and those may be two separate things. It's a very complicated korban. There's a korban Ashan, there's a korban Chatas, there's a korban Olah, there's a korban Mincha, basically in that order. And the korban Ashan is really the dagesh is clearly on it. The Ramban wonders, you know, what the various kaparos are, and he sort of groups the asham and the chatas together, and then he says, you know, the korban olah and the mincha is sort of like a way of restoring the soul of the mitaher. You know, that's more of an aspiration towards tara. But I think, you know, based on the psukim, what you can really see is that the asham is, you know, really very much stands alone, and the shnei chavasim timim mechad lechatas v'echad leolah. That's already like a different grouping, and certainly the korban mincha within that framework. So we want to try to understand as much as possible the korban asham, and especially the korban asham in the context of the log hashamen, you know, which both, you know, first al dam haasham, al tznuch ozen amita her yamanis, al bo'en yado yamanis, al bo'en raglo yamanis, and of course that blood is then overlaid with the shemen, and the shemen is nizrak sheva pe'amim lifnei Hashem, as Rashi notes, al beis kadshei hakadashim, which itself is you know, extremely fascinating. So what we really have here in aggregate is a korban asham that's you know, like modulated or modified by the log hashamen. And I think this is of a piece with everything that we spoke about yesterday in terms of the shtei tziporim chayos tahoros and the imagery of the sayer la'shem and sayer la'zazel. It's like this near-death experience that's meant to completely awaken bring the asham, the mitzora, to like a new level of cognizance of his, you know, situation. So what we're suggesting here is that you have the same phenomenon. You have the dam ha'asham, which really connotes the same thing that the Sipur HaShchuta did, along with the log hashamen, which connotes the opportunity, you know, shemen itself is a sort of shemen mishchas kodesh, right? The idea of, you know, something regal or noble, and they're overlaid over each other. And one of them is a reference to his past, and one of them is a reference to the very bright future, God willing, that's ahead of him. And especially the indication is the Sheva Pa'amim Lifnei Hashem of the Shemen, that it should be directed towards the Beis Kadshei HaKadoshim, as we're saying, we're taking somebody from all the way outside the Machana, Michutz L'Shalosh Machanos, and not just reintegrating them, but redirecting them towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the overlay of the Dam HaAsham with the Log HaShemen, again, being the primary, you know, Taras HaMitzora, is a very clear indication of the Parshas Drachim, of the intersection. One of them is Shchuta, one of them is Vishilach Michutz La'ir Al Pnei Hasada. There's the opportunity for rehabilitation. It could go either way. And so the imagery of the Dam coming together with the Log HaShamen, I think, really reinforces precisely that perspective.